can we turn waste wool from Wisconsin farmers into a sustainable and green peat alternative? For that, we turn to our next guests. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today. You're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. And our guests are business partners Elaine Becker and Karen Mayhew. Their business is called Woolitz. It's based in Argyle. Elaine's an educator and prairie enthusiast with a degree in environmental science, and Karen is a fiber artist, shepherd, and fourth-generation farmer with a background in large-market vegetable farming. So have you ever used wool in your garden? And what would you like to know about these wool pellets that are offering a sustainable alternative to peat? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Elaine and Karen, welcome back to the Larry Mueller Show.
Hi, Lee. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, Lee, thanks.
And I would like to start with just the basics here, but tell us a little bit about what a woolet is and how you came to develop them.
Well, a woolet is essentially a wool pellet, or a pellet made of shredded up wool. The original idea came from Europe. A guy in Germany, whose name I can never remember, modified a wood pellet mill to handle all of the extra wool. And, you know, Europe has been ahead of us for centuries. They've always thrown their extra wool right into the garden, but it's a little slower to catch on over here. So I had been thinking about, you know, ways to use up a lot of the extra wool that we have on with our flock. And also, a couple of years ago, the largest Midwest wool buyer closed its doors permanently, and that left a large gap for anyone with wool to be able to do anything with it. So this is a way to create a new market for wool and divert wool that was getting thrown out, burned, whatever, just getting wasted, back into the earth and back into the soil to regenerate it.
Wow. And how does wool work as a sustainable alternative to peat?
Well, for one thing, peat, you know, really needs to stay in the ground because it is our largest, our third largest carbon sink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our third largest carbon sink. And every time that we harvest that, we're releasing carbon back into the atmosphere. Wool becomes a carbon sink itself. When you put it back into the ground, it holds the carbon there. And then as the wool breaks down, it releases that carbon back into the soil. So by turning that back into our ground, we're reducing the amount of carbon that's being released, leaving the peatlands where they are to continue doing their job. And also getting more wool being used up for something else instead of just wasted and laying in piles everywhere. You know, when you're throwing stuff into the landfills, it just becomes toxic sludge.
Yeah, yeah. And you can find out more about Woolitz online at woolitz.net. That's woolitz.net. And check it out there. How long has Woolitz been around now?
2 years. We're coming up on our second anniversary, actually, on the 1st of January.
Happy anniversary! And that's crazy because after 2 years, I hear that you're moving into a larger space.
We are. We are. We are moving out of the barn at my farm, which makes my husband happy. And we're moving a lot of stuff out of Elaine's basement, which makes her husband happy. So we've moved into a commercial space, an industrial space in Blanchardville, not far from the farm. And we have much larger machinery that has just arrived, and we will be able to really increase our production, possibly as much as quadruple our production. So
wow.
That means that we can buy a lot more wool from Wisconsin farmers.
Are there other companies like Woolitz around, or are you, at least in our area, or are you the only one? This is the first I've heard of this, and maybe it's because I'm not European, but... how novel of an idea is this?
Sure. Well, there is an idea. There is a guy out in Utah who also came up with the idea about the same time as the German person. And so he has a pretty big operation way out there on the West Coast. But there's a few pelleters in Wisconsin. Utopia, up at the Woolen Mill up there in Viroqua, and then... You and Me Wool Company Beth up there at has Woolly Belly Pellets. So there are more than just us.
But,
as far as I know, of the local area, we're the ones that are kind of reaching out more commercially with garden centers and whatever to put the word out that this is a new opportunity to find a sustainable alternative to peat. We're in about 15 different, we've got garden centers we've partnered with in about 15 states right now.
15 states. And there is some research ongoing, if I'm not mistaken. Is the University of Illinois looking at Woollitz?
Well, we had a little hiccup with that. And so that project has been a bit delayed, as sometimes happens with universities and research projects. So, but we're still hoping that that's going to come off without hitch before too long.
Yeah, what kind of research are we looking at?
Quite a bit of education with us.
Sure. You were on PBS's University Place this past summer.
We are indeed. That was very exciting.
Yeah. So what part of education here is part of Woollitz's business model?
How do I word that? I love to talk and I love to share with people what we can do. Yeah. Yes. You can tell that, can't you? Elaine is much more reserved. I love to share with people the opportunity that's here and provide more ways for people to use wool. We have 80,000 sheep in Wisconsin. I think about 50,000 of them right now are wool sheep, and that wool's getting wasted here. So I'm happy and thrilled to be able to educate people about the different ways that wool can be used in the garden and all the benefits that it has for our soil.
I did not know that wool was being wasted in Wisconsin. Is that in part because the wholesaler had closed shop?
Well, in part, but a lot of the wool market in general in the United States has really decreased over the years. Since its kind of peak in World War I, it's slowly just sort of withering away as more and more microfibers have been developed. Synthetic fibers are being developed.
Yeah.
There's less interest in wool. It's having kind of a comeback now. There's a few companies that are making only wool clothing, but a lot of our wool infrastructure for manufacturing is gone now.
Interesting. But this becomes a viable alternative to peat in the garden. What about the price comparison? Is it as affordable as peat?
Well, peat is pretty cheap as far as an actual cash cost, but the environmental and ecological cost is much higher than wool. Wool is, when we sell wool as a shepherd, we get from 1 to 5 cents a pound for it, typically, for our wool here in Wisconsin. It costs us $6 to $10 per head of sheep to shear them. So it's a continual loss. Elaine and I are able to buy wool from Wisconsin farmers at a fair price, and then that gives them another stream of income. But when you are figuring in the processing and whatever, it is a little bit more expensive cash-wise to purchase something that is sustainable than just continuing to use peat. So it's a question of, for the earth, is the cost too high for peat? I think it is. Here's something that's getting thrown out and is now being used as a way to nourish our earth and rebuild our soil, regenerate our agriculture. To me, that's worth paying a little bit extra for.
What do they look like, these pellets look like, for those who haven't seen them? And what do they smell like?
They look like rabbit food.
Okay.
they look like gray or brown or black pellets, depending on what color the wool was. The only thing in them is wool. So when you open up a bag, it smells like sheep.
Yeah, okay.
So does it really smell like sheep poop? It just smells like sheep wool.
That's not one of my questions, but what about when it gets wet?
It still smells like wet wool.
Is it something that you need to add every spring to your garden? Is it something that it's once and done? And what kind of impact do these wool pellets have?
Well, if you dig it into your soil, they will break down completely in 6 to 12 months and release all of their nutrition into the soil for the plants. I like to add them here at my farm twice a year. I put them in the fall when I'm preparing the perennials beds to rest for the winter. Just dig in around with like a top dressing, and then all of the pellets break down over the winter. And then in the spring, when the plants are waking up and ready to start growing, that nutrition is released already and right there for them so they can start growing. And then I also give them another round in the spring to feed throughout the entire growing season. But another one of the main benefits of wool in the ground is the moisture retention.
Yeah.
Wool holds 30 times its weight in water. So when you're adding wool to your soil, they will expand, hold on to that water, and then release it slowly as the soil dries out. So you can water about 25% less, which is fantastic in things like containers and garden raised beds and things like that.
That makes a lot of sense. Karen Mayhew and Elaine Becker joining us. Their business is called Woolitz. It'll celebrate 2 years come January, moving into a larger location and out of the family locations of the Beckers and the Mayhews. What questions do you have about Woolitz? Online at woolitz.net, 1-800-642-1234. As a gardener, how could you see these wood pellets being used? Give us an email as well anytime, talk@wpr.org. Our conversation about Woolitz continues next. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. Tomorrow at this time, you'll have Turkey Confidential. From the folks at Splendid Table, a live call-in opportunity for you to get on-the-fly cooking advice before your turkey hits the table. Tomorrow from 11 to 1, join the folks from Splendid Table for a Thanksgiving Turkey Confidential. And we'll have Larry back with you on Monday. Coming up Monday on The Larry Mueller Show, we've got the songs of the season. We're going to usher in our Christmas time with some holiday favorites, songs that Larry loves. Tom Wilmoth will be along with his favorites, and we'll take your favorite holiday songs, too. That's Monday on The Larry Mueller Show from 11 to 1. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and our guests from Woolitz, Elaine Becker and Karen Mayhew. Woolitz are wool pellets that are an alternative to peat moss in your yard that would offer alternatives and also nutrients for your garden. What questions do you have for them? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. And Elaine, I've got a couple of emails here, so I'm going to start with you and ask. Sabi called but couldn't stay with us. Do you use both wool and the hide? And do you know anyone in Wisconsin who still tans hides?
Absolutely. We normally just use wool as wool pellets or the raw fleece as mulch, because you can use it on vulnerable landscapes as soil erosion control. It's a great conservation tool in that aspect. If you can, you can use an entire fleece. In terms of, do we know someone who tans? Yes, we absolutely do. It's the Driftless Tannery down in Argyle. Excellent tanners in a natural way, tanning in a natural way.
Perfect. Sue emailed us, and she absolutely hopes wool comes back because the environment does not need more microfiber fabrics. The overabundance of plastic, Sue says, is harmful to our environment and our human health. Smart wool and merino wool products are awesome and do not itch. I don't see a question in that, but I guess I'd ask you for a reaction, Karen.
Oh, we absolutely agree.
Agreed.
You know, I'm a sheep girl. I love wool in any form.
Yeah, and so, but so does wool get a bad name or a bad rap for some reason?
No, it's just that it's a lot less expensive to use the synthetic fibers.
On the front end.
Synthetic fibers, are a lot of them come essentially from big oil, from petroleum products, so that's an infrastructure we have.
And that's a choice.
We need to start looking at the cost to the world and not just the cost to our pocketbooks. We need to look at habitat restoration and looking to the past. How did we use things in the past? And we need to bring those processes back to secure our future. Using wool as mulch or in a blend for your soil can create a more favorable condition for your plants. It can sustain them in a way that polybeads can't. Mm. As I mentioned before, it can stabilize vulnerable landscapes. You can use it as soil erosion control. But in addition, by using wool and waste wool, you can create a circular economy with your neighbors, where the agricultural byproduct is a conservation solution instead of another problem, another poly problem, another plastics problem.
Perfect.
Let's go to something else too, Lee. Yeah. Wool actually feeds your soil microorganisms. Your soil biome, the microorganisms that make your soil healthy, need organic matter. And if you're adding synthetics in, of any form, whether it's synthetic fertilizer or whatever, you are not feeding your soil, you're feeding your plants. So using wool or any other kind of organic matter is going to feed the soil itself and make that healthier and better able to live.
Jolene emailed us. She loves the idea of the pellets, but would it be possible to use a wool mat as a weed barrier in the garden? Instead of using plastic with holes that let the water through, could you use a wool mat that would hold in the water and let it out as needed, but block the weeds?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. It sounds like exactly what you were talking about. I've got a couple of questions here on the phone at 1-800-642-1234 for our guests, Karen Mayhew and Elaine Becker from Woolitz in Argyle, online at woolitz.net. David Appleton, we'll go to you next. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And I'm not sure if you covered this or not. I just tuned in. I have access to the dirty part of the wool before they, after they shear the sheep and they have all this dirty wool left over. I don't even know what they do with it, if they dispose of it or what. Can that be used the same way? And if so, how much would I put down? Just bury a bunch of it in an area, or how would I use it?
We do actually pellet the dirtiest parts of the fleece. That actually gives it a way to be used. You can lay it on top and pack it down and make basically a mat of wool. Be aware that you will have to do a little bit of weeding if you do that, because of course sheep like to wear their food, not just eat it. So you will have some weed seeds that you don't have with the pellets, because the pellets are processed at 180 degrees. So they're sterilized. But you can absolutely do that. I have wool mulch, just laid wool fleeces all around my trees and fruit bushes and things like that. You can bury it if you want, and that's fine. It takes a couple of years for it to break down in the soil when it isn't pelleted, because it's the fibers aren't shredded up small first. Do not use it in an area where you're going to till. Or you will spend a lot of time picking it out of your tiller.
What about? sounds like that's happened before. What are the effects on slugs and snails and other insects that might be in our garden from Woolitz?
Slugs and snails, they are repelled by the wool because of the barbed fibers in wool. So it makes their underbellies itch, and they prefer to move to greener pastures, so to speak.
Smoother pastures.
In terms of deer and rabbit, they don't like the smell of the lanolin. And lanolin can only be washed out of the wool at high temperatures. So lanolin will stay on the wool that you put in your garden, because rainwater is not obviously hot enough.
Sure.
To rinse any of the lanolin away. So the wool acts as a repellent for deer and rabbits as well.
A natural pesticide, a natural repellent, a nutrient for your garden, a conservation cover, all from wool? That is Woolitz, online at woolitz.net. We'll go to Paula in Caledonia next. Paula, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you. It's such an interesting topic. I really appreciate this, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. And I'm sorry if I missed this, but did you mention where can you purchase your pellets? Are they at like Tractor Supply or feed stores?
You can find them at any of the Jung's stores.
Okay.
In Wisconsin. And we have a few other kind of small local areas. If you don't have a Jung's near you, you can buy them from us online at our website, woolitz.net. And we are expanding out all the time with new garden centers. So if there's one in your area that you'd like to see us carried in, let us know their information. We'll reach out, send them samples, and see if they might be interested.
Paula, thank you so much for the call. Kathleen emailed us, and she wants to know if you can compost sweaters. Kathleen has several 100% wool sweaters that are beyond mending. Can you put them in your compost bin? How long would they take to decay, or is there a better way?
Well, you can do a lot with an old sweater, actually.
Cool.
I would cut it up before you put it into your compost, but you absolutely can. Then the other thing that I like to do with them is cut them into small pieces or chunks and put them in the bottom of my pots before I'm filling it with soil. I use raw wool for that as well, but just adding a layer of a sweater in the bottom holds the soil in and it holds that moisture in there as well. So that's another option for you. You can even cut them up in cut up the center and then wrap it around a tree at the bottom and use it like a mulch. You can do whatever you can do with raw fleece or wool, you can do with the sweater as well. And it'll make your yard very colorful if you use it. I think that's fun.
I think it looks beautiful in my mind. I would love to see it. We'll go to Bob and Kiwani next. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was curious about your packaging, what size, weight packaging it comes in, and what would be the typical application to get the desired effect on, say, a 10 by 10 garden area, 100 square feet?
Yeah, let's talk logistics.
All right, we have 1 pound packages, we have 5 pound packages, we have up to 25 pound packages, and 1 pound covers 30 square feet.
Okay.
So I can't remember what you said your square footage is.
Said Bob? 10 by 10.
10 by 10. And that should.
So that'd be 100 square feet. So the 5 pounds.
Would be a good deal.
A good way to do that. It would be close to it. You can broadcast it and work it in. And we always say that less is more because you can give it. It's got a lot of nitrogen. It actually has 9% nitrogen on average.
Whoa.
Yeah. But because it's all natural and it doesn't have the urea in it, it'll never burn your plants.
Okay.
So if you're going to broadcast, figure about 30 square feet for 1 pound. I like to just put it in when I'm planting or top dress around so I can make it go a lot longer or stretch it a lot further. But like the 25 pounds is, my numbers are, is that 150 square feet?
Oh, don't ask me to do math, please.
I haven't had enough coffee today to do math. But it is on our website. I think it's the 5 pound bag does 75 square feet. So that would work for you if you want to go just with your individual plants or around the individual plants, or if you just want to start building your soil up. And then the 25 pounds, I think, is 150 square feet. But we also can do bulk orders for people. I mean, we have done up to 1,000 pounds.
Whoa.
With our machines. So.
Wow.
You want to order that ahead of time since it's just Elaine and I. and we have day jobs. So we have to do this after our day jobs. But yeah, we can do any size for folks. But.
So this is a labor of love for you, a labor that is almost 2 years down the road, but also a commitment to educating folks about why woolets are a viable alternative. I've only got about a minute left here, Karen, but I want to know from you what your hopes are for the future of woolets and what you're doing.
Well, we are hoping to make this our full-time job eventually.
Yeah.
And focus on getting the word out as much as we can to everyone. You know, this is our effort. It's just two of us, but if we all make a little effort, if we all make a change, we can make amazing volumes of benefits and save the world. So, you know, our mission is to kind of save people and do our part.
So
we dream big.
Saving the world. I don't know of anything bigger than that. And if we all did a little bit, we'd go a long way. And perhaps wool as a viable and green, sustainable alternative to peat would be something that the future holds for many in Wisconsin and their gardens. Karen, Elaine, I want to thank you both so much for joining us today, and we look forward to catching up with you perhaps in another year or so. Just let us know what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Lee. It was great talking with you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Lee.
Elaine Becker, Karen Mayhew, the founders of Woolets, based in Argyle. You'll find them online at woolets.net. That is woolets.net. Thanks to them. And thanks to you for joining us today in this season of thanks. We are so grateful to have you on board on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I also want to thank the team that makes it so easy for me to sit in for Larry Mueller here. Clara Nyper, Joel Patenaud, Jeff Robbins, executive producer Jill Nadeau. We are all very thankful for Larry Mueller. Mueller today, and he will be back with you live on Monday with the songs of the season, so don't miss that starting at 11 o'clock. And don't miss what's next here on WPR News. Lots more in store. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show.